and the changing isn't free. You read it in the tea leaves and the cracks are on TV. Beware the savage storm of 1984.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Friday, October 1st, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone RBN is listener-supported. Folks, please donate whatever is manageable. And remember, for every $100 donation or more, you get your choice of a high-quality RBN t-shirt in a size of your choice, or an official RBN coffee mug. Both excellent ways to spread the word about free speech in style. And of course, there are many ways you can donate. You can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. Call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in that donation, cash, check, money order, to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. Free speech cannot exist without being funded by we, the people. So please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. Now, I do have a special guest joining us this Friday, folks, for the start of October, quite appropriate. This gentleman has delved into quite a bit of deceptions which surround us, and of course, a lot of different topics and agendas have been uncovered along the way. Now, this airing, we have Stephen D. Kelly joining us. Stephen is the station owner, manager at Truthcat Radio, launched in July 2016. Prior to that, Stephen has had an established internet radio show, the Stephen D. Kelly Show, for a number of years with both Revolution Radio, American Freedom Radio as well. Stephen has owned and operated multiple successful laser technology companies, previously been a civilian CIA, NSA contractor, and later a whistleblower due to these affiliations. Stephen has been a significant influence at in-person conventions, seminars, lectures, and frequently presented commentaries on Press TV and RT as an independent analyst, researcher, and journalist. So I'd love to discuss a number of topics, but without further ado, Mr. Stephen D. Kelly.
Hi, Richard. Gosh, yeah. I was going to leave it up to you to ask questions.
Well, Stephen, it's great to have you here. I mean, we've known each other for a while, but the listeners here, I don't know how many of them have heard you and what you've had to say in different platforms. But, you wrote a book in 2012 and were a whistleblower. Basically, you started hitting the media with interviews and then, as I said, you know, in-person conventions, seminars. But you've been a laser guy prior to that. And to be later a contractor with the CIA and NSA, I mean, you must have been pretty good at laser engineering. So, I don't know, maybe you could tell us, like, you know, briefly a bit about how that was, you know, when you had established it.
All right. Well, first of all, when you get involved in stuff like that, you always kind of wonder what it was that you did that got their attention. And sure, the laser stuff does get their attention. It seems to me that back in the days, the early days of the technology, that a lot of the people that were involved in the pioneering stuff were singled out and, well, let's just say they got a little extra attention from the CIA, et cetera. And one of the other things that's a little off, well, a little bit of a tangent, is that it seems to me that everybody that I knew back in the day that was involved in laser technology all had experiences with UFOs, which is a little strange. But apparently, according to David Corso, or the guy that wrote that book, The Day After Roswell, he says that three major technologies we got, semiconductors, night vision technology, and lasers, all came from interaction with the aliens that we were dealing with after Roswell, which is interesting because I worked in all three of those fields. So, yeah, but it turns out that that's not really why they were chasing me. They were really interested in something else that I wasn't aware of, and that's really probably what we'll talk about.
Okay, but you had a very high quality lasers. I mean, you were kind of a renaissance man. Actually, it seems like you've learned a lot about many topics and disciplines, but your laser company made some of the best lasers. That's why
I did special with the lasers is that I was mainly a optical person. I made lenses, and of course it takes special precision optics to make a laser, and then once you've made lasers you're able to make even more precision optics. So that's how that I got into that. But what I really did as far as lasers is concerned was that I was a big pioneer in the semiconductor lasers. But before semiconductors, lasers were mostly ion, meaning they were glass tubes, and they worked very similar to a fluorescent tube or something, and with gases inside the tube, and they would energize these gases and they would create the light from the ionization of the gas. Whereas now they use a semiconductor, which of course is microscopic, and it's basically the same technology as making a microchip for a computer, only we're evaporating and creating microscopic little tiny amounts of lasing media, and when they give it a little bit of electricity, it puts out a bunch of light. And of course that was my big thing. What I did was I took the original laser diodes coming out of Japan, and I created a small power supply or a driver that would run it without killing it. And then I combined that with some mechanical engineering and added a lens and focused it and created what we call a laser module. So a laser module is basically the combination of the semiconductor, the optics, and the mechanical housing in one piece, which allows you to do the same thing that you do with a glass tube laser. And yeah, that's what I did. And then the ones that I made were very small. And of course, that was for what I thought was the CIA, but it turned out that it was actually for the Ollie North gang, and they were shipping these things off to Nicaragua for use by the Contras, who were, of course, terrorists. And eventually, from what I learned working with those guys, I realized that there was a lot of improvements that needed to be made, and I developed a series of laser gun sights that turned out to be the most accurate, the smallest, the most durable, yada yada, and all that. And to this day, even though I'm not in the business, and I've been out of the business for well over 10 years, my product and technology is still the best. So yeah, I still have the distinction of being able to say that I made the world's smallest laser, the world's most accurate laser gun sight, and things like that. So, but that led me into all kinds of different directions, because obviously I was in a position to where I was going to have one of my lasers on every single weapon for the Western militaries. And of course, this would have made me probably about $500 million, but I got out of it because I didn't want all that blood on my head, because it was already too much from all the people that were dead from 20 years of working in this business. And anyway, but that, just to get to the real heart of the story quickly, eventually this led me to what I thought was another NSA operation, but actually turned out to be something else. And it was a bunker underneath the Getty Museum. And it turns out that this particular bunker, which is, of course, one of hundreds of bunkers across the United States, happens to be a very important one because it's very closely connected to the power structure, meaning the crown. And it's a Templar base. And, of course, this is underneath the Getty Center here in Los Angeles, which is a museum. But the point is that because of my interactions and what I've learned and what I've been exposed to, I've essentially started a program, not a program, but a mission. And that mission is to expose the secrets that are in this bunker underneath this museum to the world. And by doing so, destroying the entire power structure of the world as we know it. So basically the bottom line is any problem, any bit of evil, anything that needs to be fixed in the world can be done if we do this one thing, and that is occupy the Getty and force the enemy to concede.
Okay, now I've heard a lot about these DUMs, these deep underground military bases, and so I've heard referenced from you that it's mostly, well, it's other than the Getty, all the other access points, although many of these are connected underground, all the other access points are military bases, so it would be far more difficult to penetrate, if not impossible, for civilian means. And the only one which is civilian, which is a way in to that whole network, is this Getty Museum. It's pretty astonishing information, but I mean, if someone saw all that technology which was being repressed, and you hear about stuff like 50 or more years into the future, basically, I mean, the technology that really exists today, I mean, of the elites and those in control, they repress about 50 years before they'll release, basically, technology to the masses, is what I've heard.
Yeah, maybe 100. Well, that's true. The technology down there is astounding, and you could say that about at least half of our GNP, our gross national product, for the last 50 years at least, has been getting dumped directly into the cost of building these things. And there was a guy, Phil Schneider, who of course was a government geologist responsible for building these things, and he was killed, of course, but he said that they were making one of these bases every 3 months. Now, this was back in 96 that he said that. So obviously, at the time that he said that, there were close to 200 bases in the United States. So obviously, since then, they've built quite a few more, and they keep building them. And yeah, they're all connected, and certainly most of them are underneath military structures, because for the most part, they justify the building of these things by calling it continuity of government, suggesting that if the Soviets or someone was to attack the country and wipe out everything on the surface, we'd have a functional government working underground. Now, of course, the reality is that the actual government, if you want to call it a government, is what is functioning underground. This thing on the surface that people vote for and think is in control is a puppet show being run by these entities underground. The realities are actually quite a bit more disturbing and shocking than most people can imagine, because ultimately, at least here in the United States, we're not a sovereign country like we thought we were. First of all, these entities that are underground are basically run by the NSA. They essentially are the NSA. The NSA isn't actually a agency of the United States government. It's actually an arm of a international mafia called Intertel that was created by Robert Vesco, or actually he was probably one of the key people. That was back in the Nixon era. And the other thing that's important to understand is that after World War II, the final battle of World War II was actually took place in Antarctica, and that was called Operation High Jump. And we lost that battle, and as a result, we had to make a treaty with the Nazis. And that treaty involved basically giving the Nazis half of the country. So everything west of the Rockies is Nazi territory. So these bases are operated by the Nazis as well as what the controlling interest of the United States, which was a Zionist entity. So half of the country is run by Nazis, the other half is run by the Zionists.
Okay, Stephen, now
I'm not done yet. Okay. They meet in the middle in Colorado, because everyone's heard about this base underneath Colorado over there at the Denver airport. And this is sort of like a mutual base of operations where they share control of everything. All right, Richard, what do you want to say?
Well, I mean, I've heard you mention these factors according to information, you know, from some sources. I have, when I see how much of a demographic replacement agenda there is in Europe and the U.S., the anti-white agenda, I mean, to think that half of those in control are people who used to stand up for the preservation of the white race in the past, I just have trouble believing that. And I mean, is it possible, okay, that what we've had ever since World War II is more like these, I mean, these pseudo-national socialists, like these, you know, Ukrainian George Soros neo-Nazi types, and those I can believe are backed by Zionist powers. But is it not possible that it's just the whole movement had been hijacked, the international movement, even if there were sects in America?
Well, yeah, it was hijacked before it was ever even made, because basically National Socialism is the exact same thing as Social Zionism. It's just you replace Zionism with nationalism. They're basically just two words for nationalism.
Yeah, but it depends on how much.
Well, let's talk about Germany, because you want to talk about white people and all. Let's talk about Germany. Before World War II in the 30s, there were hundreds of agencies representing the Jewish interest over there. Okay. Now, Hitler, and I'm not blaming this on Hitler, this isn't really something that this isn't his policy, but right prior to World War II, all of those agencies were removed, and there was only one left, and the one that was left was Social Zionism. Now, here's the thing about what people don't understand about Zionism, and I'm not saying this is good or bad, but just like National Socialism, and this has nothing to do with race, it has to do with the love of your country and your nationalist pride in your country.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
well, here on that note, I mean,
the
we have
Zionism
to,
thing
the break is
basically
coming
is sense. Replaced a nationalism with a religion, and what they did was they took a bunch of people, in this case Germans who happened to be practicing the Jewish religion, and they told them that they weren't German anymore. They told them that they were actually Israelites.
Well, here we have the first break. We'll be right back.
Very lonesome and realistic, maniacal in the dark.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app CoSurtify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the CoSurtified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
We are back, folks. Beyond the Official Narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with my guest today, Stephen D. Kelly. And Stephen, I mean, on some of these points, we may have to just agree to disagree. I I've read Mein Kampf, and I mean, when I look at the motives of Adolf Hitler and even over here in the U.S., George Lincoln Rockwell, I mean, I don't believe that they were part of some elite agenda that was against white people, but there could be, sure, a lot of other factions who have existed in between and coexisting at the same time, who could be, like you say, as far as the Jewish people, I mean, they do a test for DNA for citizenship into Israel, and there are some inherited, partially due to too much inbreeding, but there are some, you know, diseases.
Well, let's
like,
talk about Israel just for a second here.
So, I mean,
when you talk about Jews,
there are some
do you realize, Richard,
it's Khazarian, but go ahead.
Did you know that only German Jews were let into Israel? Did you know that? At the beginning, when Israel first started, the only Jews that were even allowed in the country were the ones that came from Germany?
Well, I mean,
you ever heard that before?
Yes, yes, but I mean, you know, going
now, why do you think that was?
Okay, well, I mean,
why do you think about it for a second? Why do you think that was? I'm not trying to take sides.
Right.
It's just
right,
historic,
right, but
historical.
Right, and people can do more research, and that, I mean, there's just also so much, only so much time today. I mean, okay, so, but getting, I'd like to get back to these bases and talk about some other things like what we currently have going on. I mean, it, you know, there's quite a power play in place. You know, the last couple of years here, it's been accelerating. I don't know. I mean, 2012, like, it was something that, well, it sounds like a cliche, but a lot of people talk about there being a shift, a positive energy, sort of awareness. Yet there was recognition of a need for many corrections. But 9 years later, we have this centralized totalitarianism, you know, with the alleged COVID-19 pandemic. And I mean, the censorship is out of control of doctors. It's just insane just how much they're losing medical licenses and everything. And the censorship, like YouTube, I mean, you've been familiar with YouTube quite a bit. And their censorship on this is just off the charts. You can't even maintain a channel on there and even discuss it. Here you can. I'd like to hear a bit of your thoughts on that as well. But, I mean, it's interesting how you talk about these underground bases and all the secrets being hidden from the populations could be something that motivates, I mean, you know, end the Fed, Occupy Wall Street. These things never worked, you know. But, you know, yeah, who's to say?
Stephen. You were asking about the COVID, was it?
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to hear your thoughts here where you're not going to have any.
All right, well, this is really simple, and of course, saying this on YouTube will certainly get your deplatformed, but the bottom line is that obviously this is DNA alteration. In 2020, the Nobel Prize was awarded to a couple women who came up with a system, a technique called CRISPR, and this essentially was a method that they used to find ways to splice into DNA. And basically, the United States, the Communist Party of China, and the World Health Organization set up a lab in Wuhan, which is the base of the communist military over there, and they developed a bioweapon using DNA extracted from a virus of an animal, in this case a bat, combining it with the DNA of a human so that they could create a virus, an animal virus in a human that would not exist otherwise. This was released into the environment via chemtrails. It's actually involving nanobots, and if you don't believe in nanobots, the woman that basically was the mentor to the woman that got the Nobel Prize was a pioneer in self-replicating crystalline nanobot technology. The nanobots are basically what they call micro-injection, or in this case, micro-infraction, or it's like an infection, but it's an interfection, something of this nature. There's at least 8 different ways that they can insert this foreign DNA into your cells so that it can basically cut into and splice and modify your DNA. The bottom line is once this happens, you become a chimera, which is a hybrid human animal. Bottom line is that through the use of these nanobots, this stuff will get into your mucous membranes of your nose. From there, it will get into your lungs and your stomach. It's intended to go after the bacteria in your stomach. But we have natural bacteria, but the point is that when this stuff starts to replicate.
All right, we'll have to pick it up after the break. Stick around, folks. We'll be back.
Truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we are back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with my special guest today, Stephen D. Kelly. And Stephen, you were talking about these nanobots, what happens as they progress first from the sinuses or injection point or depending, and getting to the gut. You're saying attacking certain bacteria along the way, and you were going to continue there.
Yeah, this is kind of important, and unfortunately, the break sort of interrupted me, but I want to go back real quick to the word CRISPR, because this is something everyone needs to Google and they need to understand, and this is genetic engineering, but CRISPR is C-R-I-S-P-R. It stands for clustered, regularly interspaced, short palindromic repeats, and that basically means that certain segments of your DNA have a certain pattern. These new so-called mRNA drugs, as they call it, basically look for this. Once they do, they will latch onto your DNA. Every cell has these strands, has a strand of DNA. It will do this in every single cell. It will cut the DNA, and it will insert a section of what is called mRNA, which stands for marker RNA, and RNA is like half of a DNA. DNA is a male and a female segment. The energy goes in each direction. They're like antennas, and basically it cuts into one of those, and inserts a section into it, a completely foreign section into your DNA, then this replicates, it copies, it makes new pieces of DNA, and it spreads. And this is done by the proteins in your cell. And there's one particular protein called a Cas9 or CAS9. There's actually several types of these proteins. And they do all the work. They carry these things around. Once this gets into the cell, it will carry it to the DNA. It will wrap around the DNA, and then it will carry the byproduct as it's become replicated to different places. And the best way to really fight this is by taking lysine. And lysine is an amino acid, and your DNA, your cells, these proteins are all made from this amino acid. And this particular amino acid will strengthen your immunity. And it's very important. And it's so important that our health professionals, you know, our responsible so-called government health professionals are going to ban it because they don't want you taking it, because this is one of the best ways you can strengthen your immune system, strengthen your cell production, your proteins in your cells, and keep this from happening. I want to just, there's a couple things. I want to talk about prevention, but I also want to talk about the U.S. government's involvement. When Rand Paul came out and chastised Fauci here recently, he was absolutely correct. And here's the thing. I am not a partisan person at all, but at least six times over the last several years, Republicans have tried to ban any kind of hybrid research, any kind of chimera research, any kind of gene editing for in humans anywhere in the world being funded by the United States. And this was shot down every single time. So your U.S. government is actually responsible for working hand in hand with the Communist Chinese Party government and the World Health Organization to create these bioweapons. And on top of that, the Supreme Court recently said that you cannot patent life, especially human life. You cannot patent it. However, if the DNA has been altered, it can be patented. And CRISPR technology alters your DNA. The self-replicating crystalline nanobots carry this to every single cell. You are no longer a human once you get this stuff in your body. They get it in your body through the air, through the chemtrails. You'll notice that now that people are starting to get it injected, that they don't spray it quite so much. The chemtrails are gone. They don't need to, because people are now willingly having the same exact thing injected. So these various different hybrids that they're coming out with, these so-called variants, have all been produced in the lab. They're all intended to work on different parts of your DNA, because each one is a different modification to your DNA. And the bottom line is, once this stuff is inside of you, eventually every single cell in your body will be modified. And at the very least, you will no longer be a human. You will no longer be producing your God-given DNA in your body. You will be producing modified hybrid animal DNA. You're not going to be a human anymore. You probably won't have a soul. And what about, one thing is for sure, your male-female is going to be completely wiped out, because one side of your DNA is being targeted, and I suspect it's the male side.
And what about the people who've had a lot of strange reactions just by being around vaccinated people? People who've taken these mRNA shots, being in their presence, including the women with crazy effects on their menstrual cycles, and just all kinds of strange skin blotches, and I mean a large number of different reports, too many for it all to be fraudulent, it seems, it would appear at least.
What are you saying? What are you asking?
Well, do you think that it could, do you think that there's a danger of those who are just, those of us who are just around vaccinated
being around
people,
people who have been vaccinated?
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
The vaccinated people are the carriers, basically, now. So, yes, it's a very big problem.
So we can't help but our DNA getting changed a tiny bit, but not in a strong enough
dose? Well, yes, there are things that you can do to protect yourself, certainly. There's lots of things you can do. First of all, don't allow any mucus buildup. If you do have mucus in your nose, don't snort it. Blow your nose. Get that crap out of your body, because that's where it's going to fester. And if you inhale it or snort it or swallow it, it's going to go right in your stomach. So that's the quickest way to deal with it. The other thing, very important thing, is an air cleaner. If you're in your home, you have an ion air cleaner, because the negative charged ions will actually push this stuff away. Most of this, it's interesting, everything is really based on ions. And if you look at the electromagnetic periodical table of elements, you'll notice that most of the particles on there do have a you have to look at the charge. I don't want to say it wrong, but I believe it's a negative charge, especially the heavy metals. So if you 1,000 milligrams a day, I recommend for everybody. If it's a child, 500 milligrams a day. Also, give it to your animals, cats, especially. It can't hurt you. People say it might, if you eat too much of it, it might hurt your liver, but trust me, 1,000 milligrams a day is all you need.
There's a listener asking, what dosage of lysine do you recommend?
I just answered the question, 1,000 milligrams a day.
Okay, I'm sorry, I was reading.
Okay, but then back to the ion thing. Mm-hmm. The negative charged ions will push most of this crap away from you. This is a great thing. Also, lots of ways that you can make negative ions around you. Moving water, a fountain, a humidifier, putting humidity into the air. This is going to change the amount of negative ions around you. Plasma ball, a salt lamp, all these things are very good. Also, inhalation therapy with salt is very good, because the salt crystals will introduce a lot of negative ions into your lungs. Great stuff.
Okay, well, let me ask, if someone doesn't do any of those things and they're just around the vaccinated, do you suspect their DNA will get changed eventually to some degree, or as much as or to a lesser degree? If at all.
Well, let's just say that if you're breathing the air outside, it's almost impossible to avoid getting this crap into your body. And what you want to do, you can fight it. There's a couple different things. Now, first of all, nanobots run off of electricity. They're basically RFID chips, which means that they require a frequency, in this case 5G, telephone, whatever, to tell them what to do, to basically power them so that they can assemble. People like to talk about graphene and things like that. These are all components that are used to create this stuff. You know, I could go on and on. I used to talk about the barium titanate in the chemtrails. People talk about the barium, aluminum, etc. Barium titanate has a molecular structure that looks exactly like a DNA helix. So for the longest time, they were using this as a synthetic DNA or an antenna. But another thing that people can do, and this is a really simple help, is use peroxide. Take hydrogen peroxide and rinse your mouth with it. Either mix it with a little water or whatever. Rinse your mouth with it. Clean your mouth. Spit it out, of course, and rinse with water. But this is one of the best ways that you can fight this stuff from getting into your body.
Okay, well, we have a good mix, you know, of interests in our listeners at this station, you know, at RBN. And, well, I mean, for example, some have, looked in some of the things I was talking about with, the racial significance and others. Well, others don't really focus at all on race. Of course, we have a lot of Christian, but also many listeners who are not Christian. But there's a good amount of RBN listeners who are Christian.
Okay, so you want to hear some spiritual answers?
Well, no. In a different direction.
A big part of this.
All right, but also there's you've done a lot of metaphysical.
I do
research.
Healing. Yeah.
Yeah, you're trained as a Reiki healer, among other things you've
Carl, let's throw this out there for your listeners really quick.
Because okay, I know the Christians might have a hard time believing some of the...
Well, you know, we can address that in a moment, but let's just throw this out there. First of all, yeah, I do healing. Obviously, as this part of the CIA, okay, the CIA and the NSA, all these caver spook people, they think that if you don't do psychic stuff, if you don't believe in UFOs and you're not aware of all this stuff, they think you're just an idiot. But so I learned a long time ago that making weapons and lasers and technology wasn't where it's at. If you really want to be powerful, you got to develop your psychic skills. So that's what I'm doing, because we had to fight aliens, and instead of using lasers for fighting aliens, we use our brains. We use psychic stuff. So yeah, I'm a super soldier. Okay. But I also am a Reiki master, but I was a healer before that. But Reiki is just one of these methods that you learn. And I have actually healed many, many, many people, and several of them were dying of pneumonia. And I've healed people that were dying of pneumonia. So one of the big symptoms of COVID, of course, is pneumonia that kills people. So if you can't breathe, you have fluid, whatever, going on, and you would like to get healed, you need to send me an email, lawsevengun@aol.com. I need a face picture. I need to see your face. I need to have your permission. If this is for a relative or a friend, I need to see their face. I need to have their permission, and I need to know their full name. And this is not so I can create a database, but this is how I hook up to you and remove the crap from your body. And it works. I don't charge money, and it's just the way it is. And here's the thing. This whole business with this politics of the universe and being psychic and healing and all this stuff is very simple. It boils down to being either service to self or service to others. And basically, best way to keep from getting sick and dying is becoming service to others, because then by doing that, you actually change the way your energy moves from coming in to moving out. So you become a gravity giver instead of a gravity taker. You're pushing outward with your energy, and this helps keep the crap from getting into you because you're pushing it away. So for people that are givers, there's plenty of people that are takers. And if you want to learn to have these skills, the best way to learn is to give, and the best way to give is to heal. So the stronger you want to be, the more healing you want to do. The more healing you do, the stronger you get, the better you can heal. So, hey, they're miracles, all right? And I'll just say, if you want my book also, you save that, use that email also, law17gun@aol.com.
All right. I myself have the book. I do recommend it. It's a fascinating story of everything that you've been through, and all the testimonies, information, and experiences. And, okay, so, well, there's only a little bit
of time.
I can
tell you some healing stories.
Well, energy healing. I mean, you've done videos and seminars, lectures on it. I mean, like I say, for some people, they'll have difficulty believing that. You know, before
we were going to talk about the Christian aspect of it, okay? Well, first of all, Reiki, of course, is based on some Buddhist stuff and what have you. But basically, in the West, we just call it healing with intention. Everything is intention. We have an intention. When you pray, you're basically using intention. And for anyone that thinks that this is voodoo and witchcraft, first of all, you could go to hell. You're full of it. But Christ said that, "Do as I have done, for I am not going to be here anymore. I will be with my Father, and you will go and do better than I have done." And he also goes on to say we should strive to gain spiritual gifts. And he says that healing is one of these gifts. And they also say that you will know a tree by its fruit. And certainly Satan does not heal. There is no instances ever in history of Satan ever healing.
And before we run out of time, let's mention this convention.
The convention.
Headline speaker. Isn't that just the start of November?
Very soon. November 4 and 7 at the Golden Nugget in Las Vegas. And I should mention the event is, if you're interested, you want to go to 5devents.com. That's the number 5, the letter D, the word events.com. They just reduced the price of the hotel room significantly, but that's going to stop October 10th, so you've got 10 days to get a reduced rate on the hotel room because of the event. That just happened last night, so I'm pretty happy about that. But yeah, I hope people will go, because if you're interested in Truth Cat Radio or the Jedi movement or the Occupy the Getty movement, you really need to go. This is the 9-year anniversary come November of my coming out and going public with the whole Getty conspiracy.
And these three-letter agencies, I mean, you have so much, even just in your book, and just it's shocking for a lot of people. I mean, it was for me, you know, even what I read from your book, NSA, CIA, and just how much, well, you mentioned basically to some extent, especially with something like this COVID pandemic, all countries are pretty much in lockstep. We've had a couple leaders step out of line, and we've also had some deaths of some of those leaders in the past year and a half. But, I mean, for the most part, yeah, you see, it's, as George Carlin would say, it's a big club and you ain't in it.
Well, it's a genocide. They're trying to kill everybody off. It's Agenda 21 in action. They said it was going to happen, and yes, they're doing it. But you have to understand that these entities that are doing this stuff have been trying to commit genocide on most of the world for 2,000 years. I mean, you could go back to the flood. People want to know, well, who are they trying to kill and who are they not trying to kill? Ever since they've been doing the Human Genome Project, they've been trying to figure out who to kill and who not to kill. And obviously, these viruses that are targeting people's DNA, certainly this is targeting. And yes, this is genocide. And these entities, these people, these Frankist, Sabbatean Frankist types that are actually running all this crap, they're basically satanic genocidal maniacs.
Mm-hmm. And there are overlapping agendas, of course, financial, and, well, you're hearing about central bank digital currencies. Now it could be linked to the medical passport and to social credit scores. I mean, that's really what they want: get rid of any small producers of anything and everything, and lock people into
system. Mark of the beast. You know, they're foisting on everybody, and everyone's taking it, and it has to be voluntary. They can coerce you, but you have to take the mark yourself, and that's what everybody's doing right now. And I gotta say, anyone that's gotten the vaccination will probably not be alive much longer.
And you have to wonder, the system I just spoke of, how long it would be before something like that would be attempted globally. At the very least, some suggest there'd always be the illusion of sovereignty of nations, you know, just under the surface. You have the UN and all of these supranational bodies of, well, so-called elites. You know, I mean, they're a parasitic predatory class. Would that be more accurate?
Well, you know, Satanists are Satanists. They have lots of labels, but there's different names for the same club. But basically, yeah, they're Satanists. And the real definition of Satanist is they hate humans. So ultimately, everything they do is involving killing humans, and this is all that this is. And yeah, it's going to be very difficult to eat, and certainly, rather than piss and moan over all the bad things they're doing, I prefer to be proactive and offensive and take the fight to them. And that's what Occupy the Getty is. We ignore everything they do, and we bring the fight directly to them. And this is how we win this.
Yeah, and just with any other movement, you know, you can easily get shut down. I mean, you've had complaints that it was inciting a violence or something, right? Some platforms.
Well, the QAnon movement, in fact, Donald Trump was basically created just to try to stop this one movement. So, yeah, if you try to go on Facebook or any of these social medias and you talk about Occupy the Getty, they will say that we are related to QAnon and somehow we think that Donald Trump is fighting baby-eating Satanists. The reality is, yes, they hijacked our Truth movement when they created QAnon, and they stuck that Sabbatean Frankist imposter Trump in office, and basically now we've got half of our demographic is thinking that he is somehow fighting for us. And so instead of actually fighting, now they're sitting on their ass thinking that white hats are clearing out these bases when they're not. It's an absolute farce. But I will say that victims of these sex trafficking and rituals that have gone on under the Getty are actually coming out now. So there's no doubt that this is going on. I mean, I've actually talked to a young woman just the other day who's been in the damn bunker under the Getty. She talked about the elevator and the that they go down there. She even met celebrities down there.
Careful with the language. We can't
say
with a hit on here. But continue, though, please. We just have a couple
minutes. Well, anyway, that's just the point is that we're winning. It's taking over, and they're going to do everything they can to kill as many people as they can before enough of you wake up and do what we need to do, and that is force this all to stop. But at the same time also, humans need to stop being savages, because we're never going to be able to take control as long as we are trying to kill everybody and treat them like animals. You know, I mean, we're like animals. We think that we need to punish, we need to cut heads off, this kind of thing. We're a mob. As long as we think like an unintelligent mob, we're never going to be able to assume our own place in our own power structure.
Well, yeah, that is first and foremost what I would credit you with, Stephen. I mean, you see yourself as a bit of a metaphysical mystic. You have a shamanic sort of purpose that you see. And, yeah, you blend a lot of what some would call metaphysical or alternative energy practices with Christianity. And, of course, that for a lot of people, it's like one or the other.
Well, it's no different than what Christ would do. You know, I mean, they call his miracles would be magic. It's the same thing. He says, he's not here. Go and do what he did. Do better than he did. That's what we all should be doing. And bottom line is that it was the very people from under the Getty that's told me that I would succeed and do this. There was nothing that they could do to stop me. They just didn't know how it was going to happen. But it will happen. But the unfortunate thing is that COVID will probably have to kill off a whole bunch of people, because unfortunately right now we are too poorly mentally and spiritually developed to actually become responsible for our own destiny. That's just an unfortunate part of the human reality. So yeah, we all need to grow up. We need to take control. We need to stop this evil from controlling the world, but at the same time, we need to be better than the evil, and we're far from that.
Yes, and I mean, COVID, of course, the response, I mean, we're hearing the shots are killing more already than those who've had anything with symptoms whatsoever.
Join my Telegram group. Go to join Telegram and go to Telegram or OccupyTheGetty.com for Stephen Kelly.
Thank you so much, Stephen. We'll have to do this again soon, sir.
Adios.
All right, folks. Well, that's it. Have a great weekend. Stick around for Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio. Please support RBN, folks. It's the only way we can have all of these different voices, testimonies, guests. And we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Start.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.